something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Mari here. And the weekend, I don't know about you, but for me the weekend certainly means having some Asian food. So we've got an expert on the line now, cookbook author and founder of the healthy food brand Fused. Fiona Uyema is on the line. Fused by FionaUyema.com is the website as well. Hello Fiona, how are you?
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh well, thanks for coming on. The big question is it possible for us to have tasty Asian food and still be healthy?
Absolutely. I mean, some of the recipes we have, you can make quicker than you would pick up the phone and place, you know, an order for a takeaway, and by the time it's delivered, like, you can make really tasty Asian food really fast, and you know what you're putting in it, so as a result it's just really, really healthy.
Can you give us an idea of maybe a couple of dishes that you would recommend that people go for? And if it's quick, I'm all for that, because I can't bear the thoughts of cooking something that's going to take 3 hours. I just couldn't be bothered with that.
Yeah, so it's not like slow cooking or anything. That's the great thing about Asian food. So once you have a frying pan or a wok, really a lot of the dishes you can make in about 10 minutes. So generally stir fries are brilliant, because, you know, you can cook them up really fast, and it encourages you to eat a lot of vegetables actually as well. And they're also really, really tasty. I also make lots of curry flavoured stir fries, which are really nice as well, rather than having to make, you know, a big one pot curry sauce from scratch. It's just a faster way then to get curry into your diet, because I know in Ireland we've lots of curry lovers. Yeah. But my favourite is probably teriyaki, actually. So it's a soy sauce based dish, but you add something sweet to the soy sauce like honey, and it just gives a lovely sticky marinade. And it's really popular amongst people living in Ireland. It's one of our most popular dishes actually on our website, where we have various recipes. But just to give an example of how you'd make a teriyaki stir fry, for example, it goes really well with, you know, shredded beef, chicken, tofu, vegetables. So depending if, you know, you like meat, fish, vegetables, it caters for all. It actually goes gorgeous with salmon as well. So if I was making a stir fry from scratch at home, you just have your protein option, mix chopped vegetables. Again, you know, whatever is in the fridge, you can just mix that up. And the trick really is to cut your vegetables finely, so they don't take a long time to cook. And then you just add in a separate bowl soy sauce and half amount of honey, and mix that together. And at the end of cooking up your stir fry, you add that at the end and just let it cook for about 2 or 3 minutes. And it makes the most delicious sticky teriyaki sauce to flavour your stir fry.
That sounds like it literally takes no effort at all. Sounds great.
Yeah, no, it really doesn't. And again, you know, there's a few tricks to making a really tasty Asian stir fry. So, you know, use your preferred oil, and then, you know, season the oil at the beginning with something like garlic, chili or ginger. So you're just infusing all them flavours, and you're kind of building the layers of flavour as you go into your stir fry dish. And then you add your protein and veg. And at the end, and this is the mistake sometimes people make, you always add your soy sauce at the end, because soy sauce doesn't like a lot of heat or a lot of cooking.
I think that's where I go wrong. You know? I think I throw that in at the beginning, yeah. And then you end up with a kind of a soggy stir fry. It's another thing I think you need to be careful of, because I know that you can buy stir fries in the frozen section of supermarkets. I assume that your preference will be for fresh vegetables chopped up, because you can get that kind of sogginess from it being frozen.
Yes, so I always try to have some frozen food in the freezer, so like that, to stop you picking up the phone to order a takeaway. But my preference definitely is fresh veg, and you're always going to have some in the bottom of the fridge, and a stir fry is the perfect way to use them up. But like that, even with the protein option you go for, you could always have some extra in the freezer and take it out. I find things like prawns, even, they freeze really well and defrost really fast. But yeah, definitely fresh vegetables I prefer. And like I said, if you chop them finely, they don't take a long time to cook. But one little trick is to throw in a few spoons of water into your stir fry if it's looking a bit dry. And the steam from that then helps to cook off the vegetables and the protein faster.
Now, does the wok need to be very hot? Because we had Rachel Allen on the show last week and I was talking to her about my fear of cooking steaks and my fear of cooking fried eggs because I just can't get it right. And she reckoned that I just have my pan far too cold and it needs to be absolutely boiling. It needs to be roasting hot. So does the same go for when it comes to Asian cooking? Should the wok be fairly hot?
Yeah, absolutely. The last thing you want to do is put food on a cold pan. So really, when I'm cooking at home, be it you know, a saucepan, a wok or a frying pan, you know, I always try to heat it on high heat first, put my hand, say, at a safe distance over the pan and check if I can feel the heat coming off it. It's only at that point then I would add the oil and start to layer it up with the different ingredients. What happens if, you know, you put ingredients on a cold pan, they just tend to be more soggy and you don't seal the meat, for example, so the flavours don't tend to be as good.
Yeah.
As you're cooking it then, of course, you're mindful of the heat and you may reduce it down to medium because you don't want to burn the dish, but you can kind of gauge that as you're cooking.
Do you have any tips actually, Fiona? Because last night I was in the supermarket and my husband decided he wasn't getting a takeaway, but he was going to make a curry from home. And I wandered around and I got like a kind of a pack, a curry pack thing for him. But then I had to buy cream for it and I had to buy a couple of different things that went. And the cream curdled straight away. Where did we go wrong?
Okay, well, first of all, when I'm making curries, I always use coconut milk. I prefer to make curries with coconut milk. So you definitely won't have that problem with coconut milk.
Okay.
Absolutely. Coconut milk is such a healthy and easy ingredient. And you can have tins of it at home in the kitchen as well. If you think about it, cream obviously is going to have a shelf life and also probably a higher fat content. So definitely replace the cream with coconut milk and you can't go wrong.
Okay, so the tip is to stop the curdling, don't bother with the cream in the first place. And you know, I hated myself, I would normally not buy that. And when I was picking it up, I was going, this totally defeats the purpose. You should have just got a takeaway, you know, because you are adding in the cream and everything. But and I found as well, by the time, the effort of it all, whatever the recipe he was doing, and I was thinking to myself, when I added up the price of all the various ingredients that he bought for that, it seemed really expensive.
Yeah.
So it's about finding ways, like you said, like using up the vegetables and that you already have there, like the peppers and that. And bean sprouts, can you buy bean sprouts in a tin or am I making that up completely?
No, I think you're probably thinking of bamboo shoots and water chestnuts. You can get in a tin.
Yeah, I am.
Bean sprouts, you have to buy fresh. The only thing about bean sprouts is they don't tend to last very long in your fridge. So if you buy them, have a recipe in mind and use them within a day or two because they don't age well. But just going back to your curry even, and I mentioned earlier about the curry stir fries. So even buying, you know, a medium curry powder and throwing that into the end of your stir fry, you know, it just gives that lovely curry flavour to your stir fry.
Yeah.
Just even having the curry powder and mixing it with a bit of water. So I suppose the trick really is to start off with really simple recipes so that you're not going to be turned off cooking at home, and you will go back then and start to build a collection of recipes and start off with the 10-minute ones. And then, you know, for a really special occasion or when you have a lot of time, you might do a more complicated one that ends up being quite expensive, like you said, because you have to buy a lot of ingredients for it.
Having a decent spice rack is probably fairly important as well, is it?
Absolutely. I mean, one thing I have, I always have chopped garlic, ginger and chili in my cupboards just in case I run out because they're the basis of all the dishes we cook. But yeah, definitely spices as well because they last so long and there's so many things you can do with them. You can, you know, marinate chicken, fish, steak, you know, and pan fry them. And again, really, really healthy and a way to get flavours into your proteins without adding a lot of fat or calories onto it.
Yeah. Where do you store your spices, by the way? Because I know I did a big, massive clear out there about 2 years ago and some of them seemed a bit damp or something and I had to replace the lot. But now we've got a huge spice collection. But what's the best place to store them?
Yeah, so like a dry, cool cupboard. So you don't want it somewhere, I suppose, you have a lot of steam. Maybe that's why they were damp. So mine, I suppose, are in the back wall of my kitchen away from where I cook, as in they're not beside my hob and where I'm boiling pots of water.
And yet you'd probably find a lot of people have a spice rack right there beside where they're cooking for easy access and it's probably ruining them. Yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely. And if they're in a cool, dry cupboard, you know, they will age really well. You get a long shelf life out of them. So they're definitely a good investment into your store cupboard.
So you can buy them for little or nothing. They're so cheap to have as well. Now, yeah. you're a mommy as well. How are your kids with that? Do they like spice or not? Just for people that are listening now who are thinking, God, I'd love to do a few of these recipes. Do you have many plain yeah. recipes up there, or are they all quite spicy?
No, actually. So a lot of our recipes take inspiration from my time in Japan. Japanese food isn't spicy at all. Actually, the flavours are really delicate in Japanese food.
Oh, really?
So that's why it works really well for kids. And some recipes in Japanese cuisine tend to add that little bit of sweetness, like I would use honey. And kids tend to love that. So the teriyaki works really well. Another one, and we've lots of katsu recipes on our website because we adore katsu. And kids in Ireland love katsu curry because it's a sweet, mild curry. It has a hint of a spice. And I know a lot of my friends' kids absolutely adore katsu. So it's a really good way to get them to eat their veggies or introduce them to curries and a bit of spice. But yeah, katsu and teriyaki tend to be the really popular ones for kids. But kids also tend to love noodles. I think they just love the way they can soak them up yeah. and play with them at the dinner table. But another thing I always try to have in my cupboard is wok-ready noodles, because again, you're really hungry, you want to get dinner on the table in 10-15 minutes. If you've wok-ready noodles, it's just a really easy way then to supplement something like a curry or a stir fry.
You're making me hungry now talking about this. and when it comes to your household, what would you say now is the favourite dish that you make?
Definitely salmon teriyaki. If I ask the kids on any given day, and we have it at least once a week, if not, we might even put a kind of another twist on it. But my kids eat salmon teriyaki with rice, they eat it with noodles. They eat a salmon teriyaki burger, which sounds crazy. Salmon teriyaki sandwich. We try it every single way in our house because it's always a hit.
Stop it. They don't eat a salmon teriyaki sandwich, do they?
Honest to God, between two slices of bread, they absolutely devour it, because the flavour of the oil in the salmon and the teriyaki sauce go beautifully together. Kids love it. You don't tend to find as many bones in salmon as well, so it's kind of easier to give kids. So it works really well.
I can just imagine the school lunches in your house putting all the other mammies to shame at the school gates. We're all there with our hang sandwiches. I know your kids have salmon teriyaki sandwiches. Listen, it's been great to catch up. Thanks for all the info. If we want to check out more from you, the website is fusedbyfionayuyama.com. And of course, you've
That's
got
right.
your food range as well, your food brand as well. What an amazing thing to get off the ground. Gosh, that must have been hard work, was it?
It's been hard work, but we absolutely love what we do, you know, and we've had such a great response from people, and it's really allowed us to grow the business. But yeah, we're actually doing a customer appreciation this week, so definitely check out our Instagram page, Fused by Fiona, and we've lots of stuff there, lots of new recipes as well.
Super. Well, listen, thanks for your time today. We're going to get cooking
so
tonight
much.
Now. We're not going to ring for a takeaway. And hopefully
Great.
We'll have you
Good
on again
to hear.
Soon.
Thanks so much, Trina. Take
Talk
care.
To you. Bye.
Bye.
This is Something for the Weekend. It's Ireland's Classic Hits.